KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league is moving forward with plans to launch a new European league with FIBA in the fall of 2027. They have an ownership meeting scheduled around next weekend's FIFA World Cup final. Silver also says the NBA hopes to decide by the end of this year whether or not they will expand to Seattle and Vegas, with any new franchise likely beginning play in the 2028-29 season. Silver said yesterday he also expects the league's investigation into Kawhi Leonard's endorsement agreement and its impact on his pending trade to Toronto to wrap up later this summer. Silver also defended the NBA's collective bargaining agreement, including the controversial second salary cap apron, saying it has improved competitive balance. The Minnesota Timberwolves believe that their new point guard LaMelo Ball's playmaking ability and upbeat personality can help push the Timberwolves closer to their first NBA championship. Minnesota introduced LaMelo Ball and fellow guard Josh Green yesterday after acquiring them in a four-team trade that sent Naz Reid and Julius Randle and multiple draft picks to Charlotte and Brooklyn. Timberwolves president of basketball operations Tim Connolly says Ball's ability as a pure point guard will help reduce the workload on Anthony Edwards and also bring more energy to the team. The 24-year-old Ball averaged 20 points and 7 assists over 72 games last season for Charlotte. Olympic champion Suni Lee is returning to gymnastics with hopes of competing at the 2028 Los Angeles Games. Lee announced yesterday that she is back in the gym and preparing for another Olympic run about 2 years out. The 23-year-old Lee won the all-around gold medal at the Tokyo Games in 2021, and she's a six-time Olympic medalist. At the 24 Paris Games, Lee helped the U.S. win team gold while earning bronze medals in the all-around and the uneven bars. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen has been named the NFL's top quarterback entering the season in a preseason poll conducted by the Associated Press. Allen received 5 first-place votes from a panel of 8 AP pro football writers, beating out Patrick Mahomes, who had held the top spot in the poll for the previous 3 seasons. Mahomes finishes second after an injury-shortened season in which he suffered a torn ACL. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, the reigning MVP, was 3rd. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson was 4th, while Cincinnati's Joe Burrow rounded out the top 5. Meanwhile, the same poll with head coaches. It was Kansas City's Andy Reid voted the top NFL head coach by the AP for the 4th consecutive year. Despite the Chiefs' struggles last year, Reid remains one of the most successful coaches in NFL history. He's won 3 Super Bowls with Kansas City and ranks 4th all-time on the wins list with 307 victories. Rams coach Sean McVay was 2nd, while Seattle's Mike McDonald was 3rd, leading Seattle to a Super Bowl last season. San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan was 4th, and Denver's Sean Payton, he rounded out the top 5. For Sports Online at KORNRadio.com, I'm Sports Director Travis Krims.